You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We call it No Filter Friday, where we just open up the phones and it's just a chance for us to BS with our listeners. And we never know where the conversation's going to go. And that's actually kind of what we like about it. Lines are packed. We're going to try to get to everybody if we can. Suzanne, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you.
What are you up to, sunshine?
Oh, I'm just running around getting coffee for my family and going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, it sounds like an exciting little morning. Get your coupon.
Now, do you carry the coupon with you, yeah, or do you have the coupon on your phone?
I totally have the coupon because it came in the mail yesterday, so I'm taking it with me.
I have a little drawer with about 40 of those coupons in there.
I know,
and
right?
They take expired ones, so you can take one that expired in like 2013, and they'll be like, yeah, we'll use it.
I learned the lesson from my wife. She just pulls it up on her. You can just go like to their website or something, and it's just on your phone, so you don't have to haul those things around
anymore. Done a solid for other people in there. Sometimes I'll take a stack because I have so many, and I'll hand them out when I'm in the store. Yeah, I've done
like
that. I'm like, take some
of
these.
He's the BB&B Santa.
Uh-huh. Like, save some cash. You're welcome.
That's so sweet. I should totally do that. That's like totally like pushing it forward. Or
it is. Paying it forward, kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people you would go up to hand them a coupon and they would hold up like three of them already.
They're like, sorry dude.
I got it. So, I'm covered.
Or how many would say, no, I'm good. No, no. I mean, wouldn't you want to take a coupon? I would.
Yeah.
Right?
Who would turn down a coupon?
Yeah, but you know what? There's those special ones because the BB&B, some of the coupons are for like, what, 20% off an item, but then you can find those ones that it's like 20% off your entire purchase.
Oh, that's a
that
biggie.
Helps. That's the one you want. Yeah.
That's the holy grail right there.
Yeah. Well, my husband and I have gone in and he'll go in behind me and he'll buy something and I'll buy something and then we split up.
Yes, we've totally done that too. I'll use a coupon and she will
and
too.
You feel like naughty. You're getting away with something and yet Bed Bath & Beyond is just rolling their eyes saying, we don't care. Yeah. You spent more money with us.
Yeah.
Do
don't
it all day long.
I don't know you because we're not married.
Yeah. So. Hello, sir. I've never seen you before. But you feel like at any moment they're going to roll the gates down at the front door and lock you in and like arrest you for doing it. You're like,
follow you out to your car. Can you both get out of the car, please? We need to talk with you.
BB&B, police, pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want it.
What else is going on in your world? Why'd you call us?
Oh, so I wanted to let you know, my daughter has had chronic migraines for 2 years, so her sophomore and junior year, and it was really bad. She's going to the doctor once a week to get nerve blocks and going into the hospital and staying overnight, just tons of stuff going on.
Horrible.
And it's been absolutely horrible. And then we found this program at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and it's a pain rehabilitation program for kids. Mm-hmm. And you go for a month, and you go off all medicines. Everything is not holistic, but they really want you to, like, retrain your brain and the neurons in your brain, all that kind of stuff. And you don't let the pain control you anymore. And
Did
so now
work?
She's functioning. She is up. She's up
so
right
it
now.
Worked.
She's making breakfast. She went bowling last night. I
That's
mean,
awesome.
I was like telling everybody, I've got my daughter back. I mean,
that's
got
to be huge for you. Like almost like overwhelming, like the happiness.
You just can't believe it. And you just love all the nurses and doctors because you're like, you're angels. Like you are godsend. How did you know to do this? And you're just so grateful and appreciative. And we had three other families there from Colorado that were with us in the program because it's international.
It's cool. Yeah. You know,
what
would have been
neat.
Interesting about that, too, if this is like a miracle of sorts, right? But what would have been really better with your story is you said she went bowling last night. If she just out of the blue bowled a 300.
Like a perfect game.
Oh, my God. The Mayo Clinic, man.
They did wonders for my bowling game.
My brother-in-law is my brother-in-law is a doctor at the Mayo Clinic there in Minnesota. So I'm going to. Yeah, he is. I'm going to ask him about that that program. I'm sure he'll know all about it. He's a smarty pants man. So
it's PPRC, Pediatric Pain Rehabilitation Center.
I'm going to ask him.
Wow.
Suzanne, we got to run.
Yeah.
But congratulations to you and your daughter and your family.
Seriously.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Really nice meeting
you. Oh, I love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you guys.
You as well.
Love you too. Bye.
We have the greatest listeners.
What a nice lady.
On the planet. out. Here comes Kate. Hello, Kate. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, what are you up to today?
I just dropped my youngest off at daycare, and now I'm almost home again. So
that's a good feeling, huh?
All right, what's on your mind? You called us. What's going on?
Yesterday, I had this like adorable, awkward thing happen. I have 4 kids home from school all summer, except for the youngest goes to daycare 2 days a week. And yesterday, all 4 of them were home, and I had this really important Zoom meeting with my doctor. Mm-hmm. And so I got the youngest down to nap. I got the other 3 on their tablets in their rooms. It's all quiet. And halfway through my Zoom meeting, I look up and there's this like kid in my house, and it's not my kid. And he's just standing in my bedroom, and I'm like, who are you?
Who was the kid?
Apparently it's my oldest. She's 11. Apparently she got a little boyfriend before school ended. And he just helped himself into our house.
Wow, my goodness.
I was so shocked. I didn't know, like, what to do. So I just started doing, like, a silent pointing off screen, like, get back.
Get, get
back.
Out, get out, yeah.
And then I finished up my Zoom appointment, and he's just, like, standing in my house. And I call my daughter up, and he, like, hung out in my house all afternoon.
Oh, my.
How do you feel about that, her being 11 years old with a boyfriend?
I have very conflicted feelings about it. So yeah. I went out after I had, like, calmed down, and I told him, I was like, hey, I didn't hear you ring the doorbell. You know, who let you in? He's like, I knocked, but nobody answered. And so I guess
so you just come in?
You know, I wonder if, you say they're 11, but wow. I'm wondering if just, you know, in a few years, if his behavior that way will carry over into other actions, if you know what I mean. That he's
going to
feel...
going through the window instead of the front door.
He's
going to
feel like, hey, I can just do anything I want.
Anything, in a few years, it's...
Seemed like a nice kid, though. Is he dateable?
He was very polite. He asked me what he wanted me to call, or
what to call you. Yeah. What did you say?
What'd you tell him?
I was like, I don't know. That's a good question. How about Mrs. So and So?
Yeah, okay. That works.
That's smart.
You know, you should have put him to work. You know, if he just comes barging in on his own, you should say, hey, while you're here, you know, sweep these floors, run the vacuum, do something.
Go dust.
Yeah. Kate, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Good luck with those kids this summer, okay?
Right. Thanks.
Bye, Kate.
All right, we appreciate
you. See you later.
What do we got, like about a month before school goes back?
Mm-hmm.
5 weeks?
Oh, yeah. We're counting down.
Something like that. Here comes Tyler. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
What's going on in your world?
Well, right now I'm driving back from college to go see my family. I moved in to my first college house a week ago, and I'm going back. My mom sent me a whole bunch of pictures the other day. She's like, look, I got you these groceries. Hey, come get this cute lamp and stuff, and I can't resist.
And Tyler loves cute lamps. He's like, I'm on the road, Mom.
I like the feng shui in the house. We're trying to keep it classy.
That's cute that your mom's already buying you a bunch of stuff.
It really is.
You got a good mom.
What school are we talking about?
Northern Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. What are you studying?
Go Bears.
Acting.
Hey!
We're familiar with acting.
I didn't know they were known for their acting program at UNC. How about that? Do you want to do theater? Or do you want to do movies or TV? What are you thinking?
I think anywhere within film or comedy or podcasts or talk shows, I think it's a wonderful, it's an exciting industry. It's evolving. It's growing. I think it would be really interesting to, you know, have my hand in the next generation of.
Well, there's a lot of facets to it now. It's not just acting on a stage. And I mean, oh my God, look at all these streaming services and all these shows. I mean, actors have work right now.
Yeah, the amount of jobs for people in the acting profession is, and you know what? And let's just be honest, it kind of shows. Because they kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel on some of these shows.
Yeah. And well, then overall, man, it's going to help you, you know, be able to talk in front of people and, you know, express yourself. And
I love it.
Yeah. And I think a big part of why I wanted to call this morning, actually perfectly relating to that, Pride Month was last month. But I mean, I kind of wanted to tell you guys would be within the first five people I've told, but I think coming out on a radio show helps me a lot, and I just wanted to say happy Pride to everybody.
Well, good for
you,
man.
I got to tell you something, right, Tyler. We are actually quite honored that you put that importance on telling us. Like, so thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for making us part of your life like that. We appreciate it so much, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love you guys. I think right about a few years ago, I got on the show to tell you guys about moving up, and then a year later, I'm still settling in and still doing great.
And getting a lamp. Yeah. Now you're turning to the lamp.
Now you can see at night. How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything, man. If you start a podcast, let us know what it is, all right?
I'll, you bet.
I'll tune
we'll
in.
Plug it for
you. Check it out.
Oh, you guys will be on it.
Oh,
yeah, why not?
All right, Tyler, drive carefully. Good luck in school, buddy.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. Have a good one.
Love you too, man. Later.
We love you back, man. Thank you so much. Do we have time for one more?
One more. That's all you get. One more.
One more. It's Sean who's been holding patiently. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hello, sir.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, my wife and I have a side business, and we're heading up to Grand Lake for a craft fair. We make home decor items that we sell at craft fairs.
Really?
Oh, man, and what a beautiful location to go for it, too, man. Grand Lake, gorgeous.
I thought about doing something like that on the side from time to time, building
home
something.
Decor?
No, yeah, and just going to, like, craft fairs and get myself a tent and hang out meet some people. And
you totally should.
I like making those American flags out of old fence posts, old pickets, you know, and then you paint them like the flag and you hang. I love doing that. So,
what are your items that you sell, Sean?
We have a 3D CNC laser cutter, and so we do a lot of layered wood items. We started off actually with a physical store where we had craft classes, but COVID killed us.
Oh.
So we switched to making stuff for Etsy, and at the time, my wife was big into Schitt's Creek, so we made a lot of items for Schitt's Creek, and that kind of blew up, and from there, we were like, hey, a friend invited us to a craft fair, and it just kind of ballooned from there.
There you go. And you're like, I got some layered wood for everybody.
Well, very good. I hope you have a very successful weekend. Do you have a question for us or anything?
I wanted to see if you were excited about next week. There's some news coming out from NASA and ESA, and I'm pretty sure
James Webb. It's James Webb, my friend.
The big telescope.
Tuesday.
Sure.
I was just reading an article and looking at they've been calibrating it, and there's like a sample image out now of a bunch of stars that they pieced together.
And
it's really cool.
The interesting thing about that sample image is that that's not even the real camera. It's just used to calibrate.
Yeah.
And even that was magnificent. So
yeah,
when
really
they release those images on Tuesday, Sean, I think it's going to be awe-inspiring.
We're
going to
see aliens, Sean. Little alien spaceships.
Yeah,
I would hope so. You know, we can't be the only creatures in this universe.
You know what's going to suck, Sean, if they release all these images and you're like, meh.
There's not
you're like, my iPhone looks a little better.
It's been fantastic, and James Webb is going to be even more fantastic.
Yeah, it's spectacular. And you know what? The fact that it is functioning, you know, perfectly so far. I think they might have had one little bug, but I think they got that worked out.
I mean, think
about all the science that goes into it. It's pretty remarkable. And some of that work done in Colorado, I believe, too.
Anyone want to make a Uranus joke here? I mean, just kind of waiting.
We're looking well beyond Uranus, my friend.
There you go. There we are.
Right.
Sean, have a great weekend. Good luck at the craft fair, my friend.
Later, bud.
Thank you. You guys, too.
See you, man. Nice meeting you.
Well, it's cool that our listeners into that telescope as
it
well. Yeah,
neat,
I know.
Actually.
Tuesday, I'm going to be nerding out like crazy.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Thanks, everybody. Holy cow. That was a solid bank of callers right there.
Fantastic
really
edition
good.
Of No Filter Friday. We knew we could count on you guys.